Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, we're going to be discussing a few of the upcoming transits, what you'd expect energetic-wise, some rituals, and crystal recommendations. So we're going to be discussing today, April 23rd, the full moon in Scorpio, April 25th, Mercury going direct in Aries, April 29th, Venus entering Taurus, and April 30th, Mars entering Aries. So we're going to hit a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lesson, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we're going to kick off today's podcast with discussing April 23rd, the full moon in Scorpio. Now, this is really theming around very intensified energy with passion, resolution, and solution, especially to any unresolved issues, but also bringing in empowerment and forward progression. Now, this full moon will be taking place Tuesday at 7:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This full moon will be rising in the fixed water sign of Scorpio, ruling planets Pluto and Mars. Now, landing in the eighth house with this energy is all about transformation and facing fears with a death and a rebirth of oneself, letting the old go and embracing what is yet to come. Now, this sun will be falling in the sign of Taurus, moon sign in Scorpio, and these two will be very much linked up in a potent energy. Now, while this energy can be very transformative, it can also be very stressful in a sense, as our sun sign is facing, you know, the natural rhythm along with the moon is kind of like a power struggle, if so, like, but very in that transformative energy as well. So it's kind of like, I want to let go and grow, but I want to stick to what I know. It's a little bit more easier, you know. Now, with this moon, it's all about its illumination and putting spotlight onto our emotions, thoughts, and feelings. And this will be marking that transit that's also ending good old eclipse season. So in other words, it's time to open up shop again for rituals, manifestation, cleansing, and welcoming that new energy. So remember, this moon will be bringing in the subconscious to the forefront and seeing what's hidden within our emotions. And with the sun sign in Taurus and the moon in Scorpio, it's giving a deeper look than surface level. Instead, it's like we're looking to see what's underneath and just not what meets the eye. Now, tones of change will be also taking place. Pluto is all about knocking shit down and rebuilding. So, you know, don't resist the change, and kind of stay grounded as best you can. Do what you can with what you have, right? So don't become too frightened by this, you know, whole like movement of change. It's coming closer, but you know, lean into it with, you know, curiosity instead of fear, because it's going to be a little bit different, so, but it's nothing to worry about. Now, remember, full moons are all about leaving old patterns and cycles behind and welcoming the new energy. So explore your feelings during this full moon, whether it's your thoughts, your fears, your emotions, and the shadow, you know, that we have, and seeing what's coming to the forefront during this time. Now, on another note, you may want to check your placements, and if you are 4 degrees of any of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, you could experience a lot more intensity when it comes to clarity, really deepening the connection with self as well as our inner world. Now, again, this moon is all about bringing the shadow to the light and bringing what's hidden from the mind to awareness. And this is really like going to be lighting up a new path to also travel. Now, with Taurus and Scorpio energy. It's leaving the theming around stability, change, growth, issues, sexual energy, transformation, transitioning, financing, and possessions. Now, this full moon is a... How can we look at this? My allergies are acting up, so forgive me if I sound nasally, okay? The pollen is flying, and it's something. I mean, I love spring, but this happens every year. Itchy eyeballs and all that jazz. Now, this full moon is an invitation to really embrace, you know, what we're hiding in our shadow and really bringing insight to our emotions and bringing those unacknowledged ones to the present. Now, this could be anything that's regarding maybe you're not aware, it's out of your awareness, anything that may be repressed, unpacked, unprocessed pain, love, or something regarding stability. This full moon is all about releasing and reflecting and allowing new paths to really be paved. That may pop up, you know, are going to be questions like coming in, like what you may be avoiding, what triggers could be popping up during this time is really going to be a theme to be explored. What could be stagnant, what needs to be released. Rituals for the full moon, you know, you could release anything that's no longer, you know, purposeful on this journey for you. It doesn't resonate at this current moment, and you want to just like have a releasing ritual, whether that's, you know, you writing down what you would like to release on a piece of paper, folding away from you and burning it in a fire safe place, of course. And, you know, having those physical emotions, thoughts, feelings, and having them in your hand and releasing them in the way you would like to. You know, again, make sure, you know, you're in a safe environment and a fire safe bowl, all that good jazz. And really embrace that moment of releasing. Now, again, you could also partake in abundance and prosperity rituals during this time. And really embracing that moment of what it is that you're willing to manifest. What is it that you're ready to go on a ride towards? First, I'm going to recommend is amethyst, really raise the vibration. Libidorite to really bring the subconscious conscious, and smoky quartz for cleansing any stagnant negative energy. Now, some things that you could do to release emotions during this time is primal screaming. You know, really look into that. It's where you take deep breaths and like yell it out of your lungs, right? And do more deep breathing. So if you're interested in that, I highly recommend you do some of your own discernment and check that on out. Another way of releasing stagnant blockages within the self and with the energy around is ecstatic dancing, releasing emotion and feelings through movement of, you know, the dance and letting the body naturally release it and move the way it wants to. This is no choreography involved. This is natural, instinctive movement that comes along with, you know, whatever tune that you pick to like move around that energy, if that makes sense. Now, self-care and self-awareness is really going to be big on the plate with this full moon, so make sure that you are loving on yourself and bringing some things into the awareness. Now, during this full moon, charge your crystals, charge your cards, get ready, set the manifestations, intentions under this moon's illumination. Cleanse the space and self with a smoke cleansing, whether you're saging, smudging the home, smudging or saging yourself. Or you could be using incense like frankincense or burning Palo Santos, whatever smoke cleansing or clearing that you would like to partake in. I would also recommend a spiritual bath with pink Himalayan salt and rosemary to really cleanse the aura of any stagnant, you know, toxic energy and really allow that to cleanse the aura. All right, now moving on to April 25th, We have Mercury going direct in Aries, so this is going to be picking up energy with forward movement and bringing in control and avoiding conflict or drama and really focusing on the goals and ambitions that we're setting in place. This is really a pick up and go type of energy that's coming in as Mercury goes direct in Aries. Now, April 29th, we have Venus entering Taurus, which is a major favorable transit. And this energy will be having you focusing on improving improvements regarding connections, relationships, and stability. And Venus will be here, and this is going to be opening to explore deeper emotions and connections regarding comfort and romance. And this will fall in its own house of Taurus, so on this day you could expect different themes in life regarding, you know, again, connection, intimacy, and comfort. Now, April 30th, we have Mars entering Aries, and you know, this is Mars coming back to its ruler planet of Aries, so this is that time where everything's becoming synced up. So again, more forward movement with, you know, prepping for your next step, especially with confidence and ambition and embarking on a new beginning. And this is really throwing in powerful punches of energy behind every single move. And you know, this is like that energy, even if a storm comes up, you're still striding towards it. You're not backing away. And the universe is like giving you this power bank to like jump into motion and busting shit down, removing blockages and fueling your motivation and your ambitions, goals, and desires. So on that note, that's what I have for you for today's episode. We might stop in tomorrow at some point for some bonus readings. We'll see what happens. So keep your eyes on the look for that. And that's what I have for you. So on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons.